All right. It is 10:02 on May 1st, 2026, and I call to order the Board of Directors meeting for Jefferson Academy.
I'll second it.
And thanks, Alana. We are in an electronic board meeting, and with Academica West being the, well, is where's the
We don't need anchor locations anymore.
okay
That was a
okay
recent change. Yeah.
okay good. Then that's just what I, and then on the meeting we have Keith Facer, Hannah Dorius, Nicole Jones, Heidi Bowerly, Alana Wilson, Don Behnke, and Natalie Allman. Am I missing anybody?
I think that's everyone.
Okay.
Oh, Paul is joining right now.
Okay. And then we will have Paul Smith. All right. Then I would make a motion to approve the March 16th, 2026 board meeting minutes, unless there are any objections to that.
Nope, I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Great. Our next item is the janitorial services. Nicole, maybe you can provide us some info on this, the janitorial services RFP.
Yes, I was not on the committee. The committee was Don and Amelia and Heidi. But they got together, went through all of the bids. We had quite a few bids. They met, kind of went over the specifics in all of them as far as services and price, and then did a little bit more research, checked some references. And then they got together again to do the evaluation and the score sheet. And the results are in this packet.
Okay.
And probably if anybody has any specifics about like references or anything like that, Dawn would be the better person because she is the one that did those.
So is there, based on the RFP, is there a recommendation as to who we engage for the services?
Yes, it is not right there on up. I believe it's the pro clean, right, Don? Yes.
Yes, sorry, my mic was muted. Yes, that's correct.
So what's their, what's the total cost of their bid? Do they, do we have that, the order form or their bid?
We did have it. I don't know if it's in the packet, but it was slightly higher than what you're paying now by, I think, I want to say 10,000 or 5,000. So the first, so whenever we reviewed them first, we looked without the cost, and then afterwards we reviewed the cost, and so there's a score for the cost as well at the bottom.
Right, so they get 20 points out of, okay, so they got 66 out of the 70 points possible on the non-cost criteria. I guess the question, Nicole, are you going to get what you need from a cleaning perspective?
The answer to that is if we go with this company, yes. Part of the reason why our current company didn't score as high is because, especially when we went and looked through what the contract says that they will do, that they were supposed to have been doing for 6 years, they have not been doing. And so, not only, I mean, the quality of service and as far as like actually cleaning and stuff, it's not great, but also they're not doing a lot of the things that it says that they're going to do, like on a daily basis and things like that. And that's been something that we've been a little bit frustrated with. In fact, before I realized, before Dawn, let's give her the credit, before Dawn realized that we hadn't done this in too long, before Christmas, I had already asked Emily and Heidi to kind of do an evaluation of our current services and like go through the contract. And because I just was feeling like we probably needed to address some things, but I wasn't exactly sure what we had agreed to. So they were starting to do that when Dawn got back to me and said, you know, you haven't done this in a really long time and it's past due. So then it all worked well as far as doing it. This ProClean is being used by another school, the Academica West just started with, and they just started working with them this year, right, Dawn? And they
no, they've had them for a while, actually. They work with 20 schools across Utah. Only one of them is an Academica West school. But I did call them, and I don't know them personally, but I called and checked them as a reference. They were listed, and they glowing, glowing reviews. The biggest thing that Heidi and Amelia were excited about is that in the very beginning, they have like a quality assurance. Like somebody comes and makes sure and talks to Nicole and talks to the cleaners and make sure everyone's on the same page and everything's getting done the way it should be. And so Heidi and Amelia were really excited about that part of it and kind of taking that off of like, Nicole doesn't have to like beg someone to do it correctly. Like the company will do that part.
It is a little bit tricky because our current company, okay. So before our other cleaning company that we had before this one that we're using now, it was Toon Cleaning, and he hired people to come work at our school and clean. And so when we weren't happy with things, or if we had concerns or needed something different, I just contacted him, and he'd make the adjustments. He'd put different people in place or whatever. It wasn't super great with him, but it was a little bit better. And as far as managing our cleaning services, I didn't really have to. He was in and out a lot, kind of checking on them, and then would ask me like, how's it going? And I could say, not great. Our current situation is not like that. What ABC Cleaning does is our contractor is with them and we pay them, but they have hired like this franchise, like it's kind of like a franchise. They hire someone else to kind of take it on. And other than doing our billing and having our agreement with them, they don't really do anything else. If I wasn't happy with the services, I could go to them, but they don't manage them. They don't oversee them. And it's been kind of tricky because I basically just have to work with the people who are in my building, but they're not the people I actually have a contract with, and they're not actually the people I'm paying. And so I do feel like more is required, honestly, on the part of Christy, and it should be on the part of me, but it's something I've neglected over the last couple of years because it's one more thing to manage. But so like I said, the idea of having people come in who are supposedly really great is so awesome. And then also to have people like to have there be oversight would just really alleviate some of our, the plate feels like it's going to be pretty full next year. And so it would really be great if someone else was managing the cleaning company and not myself or Christy.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. So do we need to approve the contract for that cleaning service? Is that what we need to do?
Yeah. Award the RFP.
Okay.
Do ProClean.
Do we know the amount, or is it, do we just need to, we need to award the contract, but do we need to approve the amount for the expenditure for next year as well?
No, they go hand in hand. If you approve the contract, it's approving the cost along with it.
Okay.
And then the bills that come through will not be over my amount, and so they won't need to be approved, you know, as they go on, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yep. That's what I was getting at. All right. Then I would make a motion to award the RFP for janitorial services to ProClean.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. I think that's the only item that we have. Is there anything else that we need to address?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is June 8th still good for everybody?
That works for me.
That works for me.
Okay. Sure. Then it is 11 minutes after 10, and I would make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Have a good weekend,
you.
everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you.